Now he deals with all these great doctrines, yet he doesn't deal with them in a cold, matter-of-fact way. He's been called the Apostle of Hope. Paul has been called the Apostle of Faith, and John is called the Apostle of Love. There's a great emphasis here upon hope in this epistle. But I believe that the word that conveys the theme of the epistle is suffering. Now, there are some that find grace, and they think that he emphasizes the grace of God, which he does. But suffering, with the cognate words that go with it, occurs 16 times, and the word hope is always tied to it. The Christian hope in the time of trial would be a very, I think, adequate title for this first epistle. And I have divided the epistle like this: suffering and security of believers in the first 9 verses of the first chapter. Then verses 10 through 25, suffering in the Scriptures. And then chapters 2 through 4, suffering in the suffering of Christ. And then chapter 5, suffering in the second coming of Christ. So we are back at this theme that we've had before, and that is the suffering of Christ. We've seen it in the epistle of James. We have seen it in the epistle to the Hebrews, and the prophets certainly mentioned it. And here we have it as the theme of this epistle, and it'll be handled in a little different way. Now, this man speaks out of a rich experience. In fact, Dr. Layton, in his book on 1 Peter, makes a very timely remark that applies to Simon Peter. Let me read this to you, because this is something worth having. He writes, I'm quoting, "It is a cold and lifeless thing to speak of spiritual things on mere report. But when men can speak of them as their own, as having share and interest in them, and some experience of their sweetness, their discourse of them is enlivened with firm belief and ardent affection. They cannot mention them, but straight their hearts are taken with such gladness as they are forced to vent in praises." You're going to find that in the midst of suffering here, Simon Peter emphasizes joy. Now, friends, that brings me to something that is very important. Now, we have about today some very wonderful young preachers who are expositors, and I'm for them 102%. But I've listened to 2 or 3 of them, and I feel very much like Dr. G. Campbell Morgan did. He and his wife went to hear a young preacher they were interested in. And his wife, Dr. Morgan's wife, was just carried away with the young man. Women generally are, with this young preacher, eloquent, fine-looking, and he gave a great sermon. And when they left, why, she was waxing eloquent. She says, "He's a great preacher." And she noticed that Dr. Morgan didn't respond. And finally, she says, "Don't you think that he's a great preacher?" And Dr. Morgan made this statement. He says, "He will be after he suffers." And she thought that is a strange thing. Well, that young man found out by experience what it is to stand for Christ. He stood at an open grave as he buried one of his little children. And he went through other things, persecution, problems in his church. And then Dr. Morgan and his wife, because they loved this young man, they went to hear him again. And when they left, his wife wasn't so eloquent because she was afraid that he would, you know, pour cold water on it again. And as they left, though, and she hadn't said anything, till finally they got out, and in the silence, she broke it by saying, "Well, what do you think of him now?" And Dr. Morgan said, "He's a great preacher." You see, that's the difference. Now, Simon Peter is going to speak out of experience. You see, a great deal of preaching today is theory. A young man that hasn't experienced suffering, I remember that I've been pastor here in this area, and Pasadena, I began in 1940. I was a young man. You wouldn't believe it. I was in my 30s. And I preached a great deal about standing for the Lord and suffering. And I used to go to the hospital, pat people on the hand, and pray with them and tell them, Lord, I'd be with them. And that, my friend, was a professional preacher. And saying what I did not know to be true from experience. I believed it, but the day came when I went in the hospital and another preacher came in and prayed for me and started out. I said to him, I said, I've done the same thing you've done. I said, I've been here and I've told people that God be with them. Now I said, you're going to walk out of here. I'm staying. And I'm going to find out whether the theory that I've been telling people is true or not. And friends, you want to know something? I found out it was true. But now it's not a theory. I know it. I know it by the fact that the Word of God said it and I experienced it. And I just don't argue with people about these things anymore because there's certain things I know. I would never argue with you about whether honey was sweet or not. It's sweet, and I just don't argue about it. If you don't think it's sweet, that's your business. But my business is, I know it's sweet, because I had some this morning for breakfast. It was sweet. Now, may I say to you, Simon Peter is going to speak to us out of a tremendous experience, by the way, and the thing that's going to make it very wonderful to us is that I trust it'll become your experience and my experience.